Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment. We're receiving a lot of attention throughout California and here on the far north coast regarding immigration issues, and in particular, and I've spoken on it before, U.S. versus California in terms of who's going to do what. One of the things that's going on currently is how this moves. SACB had a good article on it, and I've done some extracts out of that. The fight over how undocumented immigrants in California are treated is now a matter for the federal courts to decide after the Trump administration sued the state to invalidate a trio of sanctuary laws. The state argues that it can't be forced to act as a federal immigration enforcer and that its laws are necessary to protect its estimated 2.6 million undocumented residents, maintain community trust, and shield its economy. The federal government argues California's laws go beyond non-cooperation and interfere with the federal power to regulate immigration, causing a constitutional crisis by allowing a state to meddle in foreign affairs and create a, quote, atmosphere of defiance, close quote, that puts federal officers at risk, according to court reports. It's a Tenth Amendment fight, with roles reversed from past fights between conservatives and liberals. Historically, national power has been on the side of civil rights and states' rights, and it's been equated with regressive policies or what are considered racist policies, according to a professor with the UC Berkeley School of Law. That's the irony. Despite the passionate politics, the legal decisions will rely on the merits of the arguments and pass case law. The first legal fight will come in the next few months when the federal court for the Eastern District of California, more conservative, is expected to rule on a preliminary injunction U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is seeking. The government's asked for its first hearing on April 5th. If the Sacramento-based court grants that injunction in its entirety, it would block California from fully enforcing the three sanctuary laws until the case is resolved, which likely won't happen for years. Legal experts expect that the case will be appealed to the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, which has ruled against the travel ban in the past, and ultimately the U.S. Supreme Court, regardless of which side prevails. The targeted California laws are Senate Bill 54, Assembly Bill 103, and Assembly Bill 450. Possible, maybe likely, the court would grant a partial injunction that doesn't dock down all three. Legal experts said each one will be reviewed separately, and the federal government faces varying odds on each. Senate Bill 54 is the state's main sanctuary law that restricts how local law enforcement interacts with federal immigration authorities. They believe at the state level that it has the best chance of withstanding the court challenge. It's difficult to know how this is going to turn out, but one of the things that is certain is that the issues between the state of California and the federal government are not going to get better in the near term. It's become a political battle as well as one purportedly having to do with rights issues. At this point in time, no one knows the answers, but we will have court decisions in the not too distant future. I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.